I fully support this motion and its call to remove the barriers which are currently in place and are preventing many children in this country from getting an adequate and timely assessment of needs. Early intervention is essential in appropriately meeting the educational and health needs of children with disabilities. Yet we have over 18,000 children on an occupational therapy waiting list alone. This is not acceptable, and it is of utmost importance that the long waiting lists are addressed as soon as possible. It's completely disingenuous for the government to claim that these waiting lists have been addressed when this is simply not the case. The short preliminary assessment introduced does absolutely nothing to address the issue of waiting lists. It merely moves children onto yet another waiting list for further assessment, with no obligation on the HSE to address their assessment within a specific time frame. The introduction of the standard operating procedure has done nothing but further frustrate families, cause even more distress, and has actually inadvertently lengthened already long waiting lists. This has been an issue in Donegal for some time now. I contacted the Minister for Education, the Minister for State with responsibility for special needs and inclusion, the Minister for State with responsibility for people with disabilities, on behalf of concerned constituents of mine last year. I outlined my concerns regarding the proposed changes to the assessment of needs system and how I worried that under the changes, children would not receive the opportunity to be assessed according to best practice. I outlined how the Association of Occupational Therapists, the Irish Association of Speech and Language Therapists and the Psychological Society of Ireland had expressed concern regarding the new substandard screening system. Each minister told me that the assessment of needs was under the responsibility of the Minister for Health. However, despite having contacted the Minister of Health on the 21st of April last year, I have yet to receive a response to these concerns. We can't blame the HSE for that. It is very worrying that the HSE has become completely unreliable in providing people with the necessary services they are entitled to. Parents have said they can't depend on the HSE for anything. That is something we are hearing more and more often now. As you know too, Minister, it's very difficult for anybody to have any faith in the HSE at this stage. And I think that might be the crux of the problem and what needs to be addressed. It's going to be a big task. I'm not exactly sure how that will be addressed, but I do think that it has to be tackled, and it has to be tackled completely, because we even have the Taoiseach now saying about this, it's not a problem with money, money's been provided and all this kind of stuff here, as if the political system is okay because we're providing the money and the HSE is this mammoth thing that's standing over in the corner that does everything and just eats up money. But the HSE, as far as I know, work for us. I've said this before in this House, they work for all the citizens of this country, but it seems to me that we work for the HSE. It seems to me that the role is for the government to give the money to the HSE, and the HSE will do with it as they please and whatever they want. And anybody will put up with a substandard service from the HSE because that's what we deserve. And as long as the HSE are working and paying big money to themselves, that's okay, and everything else is grand after that. And that's ultimately the problem. I think there needs to be a whole shift in balance and rebalancing in the state here, where the HSE actually come to terms with the fact that they work for us, not the other way around. Many parents have been pushed into paying for private diagnosis due to unreasonable waiting times by the HSE as well. As I Am conducted a survey, which has been mentioned already, which revealed that 80% of parents and guardians have had to wait at least a year for an autism diagnosis. How is this acceptable in this day and age? There are many families who are unable to pay the huge cost of a private diagnosis, and so what has been created is yet another system of inequality and inaccessibility for lower income families in this country. And as well, I know that the schools have provision to get a couple of assessments done themselves every year, but they hold off and they don't do them because they want to hold off in case they need them. And actually, parents lose out then, and parents who need a service, and maybe parents who can't afford a service, don't get it because the schools are holding on to the couple of people that they're allowed to do to hold off to make it work. And that's just not acceptable in this day and age. There is something seriously wrong when people are forced into private healthcare because their public healthcare system is unable to adequately support them. This can be said about every area of healthcare. However, the fact that children are not only struggling to get the treatment they need, but they're unable to even get a proper assessment of their needs in the first place is particularly shocking. Our healthcare system is overwhelmed and broken. This has been the case for many years, long before the pandemic, which demonstrates a huge issue in how the system is set up and run. Unfortunately, I believe that this government lacks the vision and the ambition to even address this broken system. Not only this, but the government is actually failing to fulfil its legal obligations. Under the Disability Act 2005, children have a statutory right to an assessment of needs, which must be carried out within 6 months of an application. The inadequate preliminary assessment, which was introduced, is not a viable solution and does not speed up the waiting list in any real way, and it was only a con to try and get over the fact that under the Disability Act that they have to provide the assessment as well. It only creates even more complex problems further down the line, as it increases the risk for an inaccurate or incomplete diagnosis. This has only exacerbated the length of lists which already contravened the 2005 Disability Act. As well as this, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities states in Article 7 that the state shall take all necessary procedures, necessary measures to ensure the full enjoyment by children with disabilities of all human rights. We are not honouring our commitment to that international standard. This is completely unjustifiable, and more needs to be done to ensure that children are receiving the assessment of needs that they are entitled to. The HSE needs to allocate funding to increase the number of staff and therapists available. It needs to ensure that the assessment of needs process is comprehensive and that it identifies the full range of supports and services a child needs, rather than diluting the service delivered to children in this country. The current system is nothing short of neglect. These long waiting lists are nothing short of neglect. This needs to be addressed immediately, and so I strongly support this motion. Thank you.